Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Mayor D.C. Reeves is joining us now. Sorry we missed you last week. We did have a chance to talk to your possibly one of your best hires ever, Eric Winstrom. I'll just say it. I think he's fantastic. D.C., welcome back to the show, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree more. Thanks for having me.
No, he's great. And by the way, this interview is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose a team with a legacy Lambert moving systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. So if only we had anything to talk about. Let's start with the big one from yesterday, parking.
Yep.
I had mentioned this briefly before when we were talking about this on the air. I was actually getting ready to ask you whether now with your big win in the primary and the public surge of support, when were you going to roll out surge pricing? Well, here we go, right? That's what this is.
Yeah, ultimately, we've talked about this so many times, and I think, number one, it gave us a chance to pause and try to make life easier on people. What we realize is really lots of the complaints aren't a dollar an hour. Lots of complaints are either a misunderstanding of what's available or just ease of use. How do we come up with ease of use things? And that should always be an ongoing project for us versus policy, right? I think the senior permits now that any, not just city residents, but senior permits, $10. If you work downtown, if you're always downtown, $10 a month, you can pull into a city parking space as if you were pulling into your driveway. You don't even need to get your phone out. And you can sign up for that right now on parkinscola.com. So you'll never have to get your phone out again, get a parking app out again, $10 a month. That's it. Just to make life easy. 75 cent parking for city residents anytime, Friday night, Saturday night. Doesn't matter, 75 cents, and you just register for that.
Is that by plate, by user? Is it through the app? No, how does that work?
Yeah, on the city resident version?
Yep.
Plate with the senior permit, obviously. Our people will see your plate. On the 75 cent, that will actually be through the app.
Okay.
But then when you go into your app, once you've registered, and Andrew McKay has registered as a city resident, then you would go in and every time you pulled up the ParkMobile app, it would be 75 cents an hour. It would flatten it out.
Okay.
Right? No matter what the rate is at the time. So,
and is that tied to my plate in any way? Or if my buddy we're in his car, I'm just curious how that works.
Yes, it would be the same way when you use ParkMobile, you put your plate in.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It would be once you put that plate in.
Okay.
It would be tied to that account. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Just a small detail, but I was just kind of curious. So go ahead.
Yeah, so the goal is to make life easy. But, I would say one, and I mentioned this in media yesterday, and I'm not sure how much it got picked up. I was hoping it would. The one big fundamental misunderstanding that remains to this day, and we're going to keep battling to do a better job of communicating, is 1,600 spaces are free,
yep,
24 hours a day. And sometimes we allow this conversation to get moved over to the presumption that every city space is paid downtown, which is absolutely not the case. And if you'll indulge me, I'll give an example.
Here, let me pause you. Remember your example, because let me say this. Okay. You and I have clashed over parking for as long as you and I have been talking on the radio, okay? And that's fine. That's healthy. But I can absolutely confirm to everybody that there are loads of free spaces downtown, because Andrew McKay has only ever paid for parking in downtown Pensacola one time in my entire life, okay, ever, and I go downtown all the time. So there's plenty of places to park for free as long as you're willing to walk, a block or two maybe. So I totally agree. Go ahead.
That's a perfect segue. So here's what I tell you. If you parked at City Hall or on Spring Street, if you parked at Commandentia right behind the Holiday Inn, that right there is about 405 feet from Main Street. Okay, the northern part of the free parking lot, 24 hours a day. If you park in Spring Street, you're about 800 feet away from Palafox, not Baylen, even closer. Or Spring, obviously, you're on Spring. Going to a baseball game, even closer. So what you're really talking about is anywhere from 400 to 800 feet away. This is how technical we want to get. Now, if you go on Google Maps and you pick the dot in the middle of the Creighton Road Walmart, right in the middle of the parking lot, to get to the electronics section is 600 feet.
That's good. I like that.
If you plan on buying something and not just teleporting away from the photo center and having to come back to your car, by the time you actually transact something from the photo center. You've walked as far as you'll ever need to walk if you want to have free parking. So the point I'm making is, yes, it's absolutely an attitude change. It's a, it's a busy downtown that now needs churn in their spaces because people want to be there. But we always allow this, and I think we're guilty of it as anybody, to devolve into a conversation presuming that 100% of city spaces are absolutely paid, which is the vast majority are free all of the time. You can park a block away from Seville Quarter for free. You can park, again, City Hall, Commandencia, up by Wright Street. I mean, so on every side of the busy district of our downtown, if you do not want to pay, like Andrew McKay, you absolutely have that right. You're just going to have to walk the same amount of feet that you walk when you go to Walmart. That's it.
You know, I love that illustration, and you got me thinking now, like, okay, if I go to Red Robin at the mall and then I want to go visit, you know, Dick's, you know, how long am I walking in the mall? Which is, right. nobody thinks about that as a problem because
I won't replicate the science of this, but there's actually, and I don't know the terms, but there's some great, like, you know, street plan, urban planning blogs that talk about this. There is a psychological difference between you being able to see the Walmart and have to go around one corner where you don't see the restaurant you're going to.
Yeah.
That's literally, there's, it's a psychological thing.
The feeling of distance.
So it feels
that's a good
lot
point.
Longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sundays and Mondays are totally free. I love that. That makes a lot of sense to me. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Friday until 6 are going to be $1 an hour like it is right now. Friday at 6 through Sunday midnight or whatever is going to be $1.75 an hour. And then, again, Sunday and Monday are free. And that's for people who aren't city residents. So it's really only for county residents, because for city residents, it's 75 cents an hour all the time. The Jefferson Street Garage is going to be $1.75 all the time. And it's for special event, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. But the one thing I wanted to ask you about specifically is, I know, and I explained at length earlier in the show, that the goal of this is to create turnover in the spaces, because right now people are parking for too long because the cost is too low. My question is, if you're going out to eat downtown and maybe you're going to see a show, okay, or not, but you're going to spend $100, $200 already, is 75 cents an hour motivational to you? I hate to be the guy to say it should be higher, but shouldn't it be higher?
Well, I think that's the natural balance of this is where I say welcome to my life, right?
Right.
I don't necessarily disagree if this was purely, but it's a municipal service, and so obviously, and listen, let's prove your point right now. Go look at the private lots on Friday and Saturday night. They're charging significantly more than $1.75. So if it was about, you know, I know a lot of people that are frustrated with it say, hey, you know, a money grab would be going and charging the same thing that the private lots are charging.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. No, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. And so we know that the demand is the point, not because we're ever going to get anywhere near what the private lots charge, but that it shows you, to your point, that is a question. Is that enough churn? The nice part is we had a year and a half of data, and so and this is staying true to what me and you have always talked about. I mean, some cities do dynamic pricing where it changes during the day,
right,
based on demand and all of that stuff. We wanted to give a little continuity, but we felt like the trade-off of, listen, if you don't live in the city, you don't care about coming down on the weekends when there's already a million people trying to park downtown, then you know what? Let's give you a business day. Let's give you Monday to go get your tag renewed, to go to the courthouse, to go do all of those things that you now have a day of the week, a business day, to go and hey, go support our small businesses downtown. Is that, it motivates you to be able to park right in front at the front door for free? Great. But then Friday and Saturday night, we continue to see problems. And I will say, for folks that don't work downtown or aren't downtown very regularly, we heard from several businesses since it's been closed. I know this, people won't believe us, but I'm telling you, we heard from several businesses downtown saying, hey, when is paid parking coming back? Because what was happening is people were squatting in those spaces. Yep. If you went around the YMCA, Tarragona Street, all of that, the people who lived in those apartments were just parking right outside their front door all day.
Right.
I mean, you don't blame them. They're allowed to do it. And so that's why churn matters. And so we think that this pricing model gives convenience and ease to people, but also better reflects what the demand and churn is going to be as we look through our data.
Why not $2 an hour? The $1.75 bothers me. It seems so, like, such an odd number.
Well, if you'll come co-sign that, as counsel.
I can't believe I'm the guy on the radio asking for higher rates. It just,
you know why? Truly is my number one. We sat down for ease and said, hey, we're going to take this time out. Councilwoman Pat and I are going to figure out how do we make the process easier.
Yeah.
Period. And remember, this is a slippery slope. The last thing you want to do with any type of policy like this is change it every 6 months. Right. Because now people just don't know it. So we've got to kind of commit to something here and kind of stick it out. And so a lot of the policy has been the same. Some of the pricing will change. But what I'll tell you is I felt like it was very important that whatever we came back with was projected net neutral revenue, meaning so when people come and say, well, it's $1.75 an hour, now they're looking for more money. No, the Monday, you're giving the Monday up. We started – one thing we haven't even talked about, maybe for another day, is all of the extra forgiveness to make life easier on you on the free strike, and then now your ticket's reset after 6 months instead of a year.
It's a step up. It's a 1-2-3 kind of process. And if you reset in 6 months, then you have more opportunities to mess up and not pay for
it. Which is what it was before. And you can actually now pay your ticket. There's going to be a QR code. If you get a big discount on the ticket, or if you pay it within a few days and it's right on the thing. So what my point is we looked at the entire process, and I thought it was very important on behalf of the citizen to say, hey, I want this to be a net neutral change. Meaning not, hey, we paused it and then we came back and then now we're looking that it increased revenue from what we were doing before. So to answer your question, we did the $1.75 because we felt like that was net neutral for what the revenue stream, to help pay for garages, to help pay. We have $500,000 pending repair to the Jefferson Street, 42-year-old Jefferson Street garage right now. We got to pay for it. $500,000, and I like it when 83% of the transactions are from people who don't live in the city. And those are user fees that are coming from people who don't pay taxes to the city. So I just thought staying net neutral with the new changes was very important to me.
And that's the message you were clear about yesterday, is that the totality of the money this generates will not be an increase. It'll be the same. It'll just come from different people at different times of the week. And the money is going for downtown parking related infrastructure type things. People, they just, the price is going up. It's also going down. It depends on what day of the week you're doing. Oh, somebody texted in, you'll like this. They said, DC's slogan for promoting this should be, if you don't want to pay like Andrew McKay, you can park for free still. I kind of like that.
I could use that with so many things. I might just do that.
Yeah. Hey, wait. that felt a little shady now that I think about it. That's all right. All right. We always like to end. We didn't get to any of the stuff on the Flock cameras. The change.org that you guys are doing. I mean, there's so much stuff that I wanted to get to with you today, but we only have so much time. And this was like the hot thing right now, obviously. And the workforce, plan with Burdon, which all good stuff, but we'll get to that next week. I always like to end with a little bit of a lightning round. When you're reading a book, do you underline? Do you highlight? Do you lines in the right? Do you write in books or not write in books at all?
We're just talking about reading a book now. I'm just two-handing both sides of the book. But if it's some type of reference or something I'm reading at City Hall, then I'm a big highlighter guy.
Or highlighter. Okay, interesting. I'm an underliner or a lines down the side, I don't do highlight. My wife likes highlight. So, if you go to a hotel, what do you take that you could take? Let's imagine, used to be you get like the hand lotion, right? It's a little small. They did put that in the container now. But when you go to the breakfast buffet in the morning, they might have yogurts. They might have little peanut butter cups, apple or an orange for later. What free things that are semi-free at least, what do you take from the hotel?
A lot of times, because I'm usually traveling for work, I would say the pen in the room.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll forget to put one in my backpack or something like that. Gotcha. My laptop and I'm going down to a thing. So that's I'm a pretty frequent borrower of the pen. But other than that, I leave the towels and all the lotions to Andrew McKay whenever he
again. I want my free stuff with my free parking. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're profit and loss. I don't want to hurt it too bad after coming in after you.
All right. Last one. Did you have, when you were younger, a scared straight movie or PSA that sticks out to you as the thing that was like, I saw that and I didn't ever want to be disruptive on the school bus again?
I thought the DARE program was effective. I thought that was having the police officer in middle school in St. Paul's.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty effective. I thought you were going to say what scared me today is like a scary movie. I was going to talk about the Blair Witch Project, like going to watch that. But
okay, but what? No, well, how did that? How did Blair Witch scare you straight? Like kept you out of witchcraft and sorcery,
I think it was just like it was made such a big thing, and it was at my age at the time. You know that seemed like people weren't sure if it was like real or not. Yeah. So it was just that's just what sticks out as my memory of I don't know that it scared me straight to to not drive over the speed limit or anything, but I mean in terms of actually scaring me.
Well, I just think kids these days need to be scared a little bit more, and work for us. Scare them off the bad things, and probably make their lives better. They'll thank you for it later. Mayor DC Reeves, as always, a pleasure, sir. Thanks for the time, and we'll look forward to talking again next week.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much.